Mothership Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget, beloved. We are looking at the book of 2 Peter. We've finished and completed 1 Peter. And we're now at 2 Peter, the first chapter, and we're today at verse 2. And this is what it says. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus, our Lord. I'll say that again. May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Very simple. Very simple, yet a very powerful verse of Scripture. It's almost like, beloved, as Simon Peter was writing this book, he thought, people are going to read this. He had no idea, probably, when he was writing this book, just how many people would read it, would end up reading it. Did you know that the Bible is actually the best-selling book ever? No book outsells the Bible in any form. You see, so therefore, beloved, the Bible is a bestseller. Simon Peter is a writer in the Bible. He's one of the writers, and therefore he's a best-selling author. And he's writing to you now, and what he's saying is these words: may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. And this is what I get from this verse. Immediately, this is what I get from this verse, and it's so exciting. And it didn't come until I began to read that verse. This is what I am getting from this verse of Scripture. That Simon Peter, all those years ago, 2,000 years ago, wrote this down, had no idea that it was going to be part of a best-selling book. And therefore, when he was writing this letter, he was writing it to a few people. And as he wrote this letter, he was praying for them. Because he's saying these words: may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. And he had no idea how many people he would be praying for. Because I believe as he was writing this book, he was saying to the Lord, okay, Father, what I'm going to do is I am going to write this book, but as I write it, I'm praying for the people who are going to read it. So therefore, Simon Peter was praying for you, beloved, as you sit and listen to this broadcast. He was praying for you before time began. Before you were even thought of, he was praying for you. Before you were even thought of, already Simon Peter, in his book, was praying for you. And what he was praying for was two key things. Two key things, I believe. The first thing: that you might receive more and more grace. That's the first thing. That you might receive more and more grace and understand more and more about grace. Only yesterday, I was receiving an email from someone, and I had broadcast on another network, onto another radio station. I had broadcast a little mini sermon, if you will, about grace. And I was explaining, I was trying to use Hitler as an example of God's grace. And it was perfectly valid. It was perfectly sound in biblical doctrine. There was nothing wrong with that at all. But it offended somebody. It actually offended somebody. And the guy who runs a radio station actually wrote to me and said, yeah, it did offend him. Because, you see, it offends Jewish people. And then I said these words to this guy. I said, Jesus offends Jewish people, unless they're Messianic Jews. Jesus, by virtue of who he is, offends Jewish people. You see, we cannot always not offend somebody. Somebody will always be offended, and they will be offended with the gospel. But what Peter is doing for you now is talking to you about grace, and he is saying you don't need to be offended anymore, because I am praying more and more for you to receive more and more grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul knows what grace is. Paul knows exactly what grace is, because he was given a thorn in his flesh. We don't know what that thorn in his flesh was. We have no idea. But for three times, he asked the Lord to take away that thorn in his flesh. And God's response each time was, "My grace is sufficient for you." In other words, what would you rather have? That thorn in your flesh gone and no grace? No. Would you rather have a miraculous healing in your life and have no grace, or have grace and suffer with your malady? You see, grace is so, so vital. It is so important, beloved. And then Peter says, "And more peace." He says that word, the word peace. May God give you more and more grace and peace, almost as an aside. May you receive more peace. What is peace? Why do we need peace? Beloved, we need peace all the time. In the world that we live in today, we need peace so, so, so desperately. There are so many things that are turning our heads away from Jesus. But I can tell you this, when my eyes are fixed on the Lord our God, when my eyes are fixed to heaven, and I can close my eyes and imagine my Savior standing there before me, let me tell you, my heart is full of peace. But beloved, when I turn my head away and I look at something else and I take my eyes off the ball, as it were, then there's conflict. There's bound to be conflict, and it's almost as though you need this watchword in your life. Keep your eyes upon Jesus, and the peace of the Lord will be upon you. Say those words with me. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. Keep your eyes upon Jesus. That's all you need to say. Keep your eyes upon Jesus, and the peace of the Lord will be upon you. And the peace of the Lord will be upon you. That is so true, beloved. Keeping your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and the peace of His wonderful Spirit will be upon you, and it will stay with you and remain with you, and it won't leave. And so therefore we see in this verse that Peter is praying that you receive more grace, firstly, and secondly, that you receive peace. May you receive more grace and more peace. Heavenly Father, I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus that you send more grace upon me and my beloved brothers and sisters who are listening. I pray, Father, that we keep our eyes fixed firmly on you, and that we have more and more of your peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. And all the people said, Amen and Amen.